This is Day to Day. I'm Noah Adams. In Russia, President Vladimir Putin said today he will not negotiate with Chechen rebels after the Beslan school shooting. This week, Western leaders criticized sweeping political changes the Russian leader has now introduced. European Trade Commissioner Chris Patten urged Putin to seek political solutions in Chechnya.
I hope the government of the Russian Federation will not conclude that the only answer to terrorism is to increase the power of the Kremlin.
The changes allow Mr. Putin the power to nominate regional governors and effectively stops the rise of a strong parliamentary opposition. Andrei Kortunov was formerly an international relations advisor to the Russian parliament. He spoke with us earlier from Moscow. As you know, Secretary of State Colin Powell in the U.S. has said we do have concerns. This is pulling back on some of the democratic reforms. How far back is it pulling?
Well, Mr. Putin has always stood for what is called managed democracy, but I think that over time the democracy in Russia is getting more and more managed. I don't think it's the end of the world. However, it's clearly a step in the direction of a more centralized power and a more unitarian state, which is a big question whether Russia is really a country that can be ruled from a single center. As far as the general public is concerned, basically they would prefer a status quo. But since the economic situation in Russia is getting better and we have a sort of economic boom in the country and the tide raises all the boats, I guess that Mr. Putin and his team are capable of bribing the population and getting them on board, because they feel that they are now better off than they were 4 or 5 years ago.
Would you explain and say it to us in Russian, please, this term, vertical of power, meaning the man at the top, Mr. Putin. How does it sound in Russian?
It's vertikal vlasti. It means that the country should be governed and managed from the top down. It's a kind of old tradition, a very paternalistic tradition, a social contract between the state and the society.
Is it indeed a democracy, though?
Well, I doubt that it's democracy in the Western sense of the word. Maybe it was efficient for some time, especially when Russia was besieged by stronger states, when it had to defend itself. However, right now, in the world of the 21st century, it would be very difficult to maintain this pattern of relations between state and society.
However, your president, Mr. Putin, is saying, in effect, that the country is at war, the country is under siege by terrorists, and I assume he wants this power to be able to better fight these forces, and the Russian people would be with him on this, yes?
Well, Russian people will be with him in fighting terrorism, but the Russian people can question how efficient Mr. Putin is in fighting terrorism. After all, Mr. Putin is in power for almost 5 years, and we don't see any light in the end of the tunnel. One can also argue that in the particular case of Chechnya, Putin has all the powers that he wants for himself in all the country. But did it help him a lot to stop the war? Many would say that it is simply not the case, and if it didn't work in Chechnya, why should it work in the rest of the country?
Andrei Kortunov is the vice president of the Eurasia Foundation. He spoke with us from Moscow. Thank you, Mr. Kortunov.
Thank you.